It's right now 8:19 on the ticket. We're going to introduce you to maybe the craziest man in America. And I just tweeted a video of this guy. He is Venom Man. And I read about him in Outside Magazine, which I subscribe to. No, Gordo, not Out Magazine, which I also subscribe to. His name is Tim Freed. He's a mechanic in Green Bay. He's been shooting lethal doses of snake venom into his bloodstream for going on 2 decades. He spent 19 years promoting his quest to help researchers create a universal anti-venom. And for the sake of this segment, we're going to use the term anti-venom, not venin, because this article says anti-venom.
Is it the same thing, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
So this YouTube video, which has almost 12 million hits that I posted, shows what he is all about. And he's got two of the deadliest snakes in existence. In the video, he holds the head of a taipan against his forearm. Blood is already dripping from a fang mark on his right arm, left there moments earlier by a 10-foot-long black mamba. Now the taipan bites. An attack from either snake can stop a person's heart in a couple of hours. Other symptoms, including drooping eyelids, paralysis of the tongue, develop in seconds. But Freed calmly puts the snake back in its cage and says to the camera, "I love it. I love it." And Gordo, I think you got a quote ready from him. This is right after, on this video, yeah, the two snakes bite him.
He's getting bitten here.
You can already see the swelling. More blood than usual. I love it. I love it. I love it. Arms are killing me right now. I mean, it's a throbbing sensation. It's just boom, 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 boom.
20 minutes later.
It has been 20 minutes since I've taken a black mamba bite and a taipan bite back to back, and I feel great, minus the swelling, which is extreme. Right now, I'm the only person in the world that can do what you just saw. I don't think there's anybody that's going to meet a black bite and a taipan bite back to back, let alone either one of them. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say it confidently.
This guy in this article is full of great quotes like that. They say he was, as a kid, obsessed with hunting snakes. He was aimless at age 30, and he enrolled in a class on how to milk spiders and scorpions, hoping to land a career extracting venom for medical research.
Pretty much milk anything, I guess.
A few bites later, he got a pet copperhead, and it's been all snakes ever since.
Oh boy.
That's also around the time he first heard about self-immunization. The ancient practice involves escalating exposure to any harmful substance, toxins, bacteria, virus, that the human body produces antibodies against. So in the year 2000, he started shooting himself with snake venom in small doses to try to make himself immune from snake bites. So he loses a friend during this time, a close friend. He's devastated and depressed one night. He got really drunk, and he tried to milk his Egyptian cobra. The snake twisted and sank its fangs into his left middle finger. But he had already been self-immunizing himself in the years before, so he'd been giving himself a dose large enough to ensure that he could survive a cobra bite, and he said he survived it, and that changed everything. It was the first time that he beat death. Mm-hmm. He said the second time came an hour later.
Oh, gosh.
The freshly cobra-bitten Freed, they write in Outside, feeling cocky, went back to the cages where he kept his snakes and picked up another cobra with his bare hands. The cobra perforated his right bicep. He said, "I was scared as hell." He collapsed, fully paralyzed. He could still hear when the medics arrived and discussed whether he was dead. They revived him with 6 vials of anti-venom from the zoo. He spent the next 4 days in a coma, and he said, quote, "That one's hard to talk about. A blanking disaster."
Wait, so is the cobra just loose in his place? If he falls down and is paralyzed?
Yeah, I don't know what happened after it bit him. It doesn't say.
That's one question I have about this whole story is, how is he allowed to keep all these things?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
keeping the world's deadliest snakes when what appears to be at an apartment in Wisconsin. And
a lot of animal activists think that he's being cruel to these snakes. But his argument is, I'm trying to show that humans can survive these snake bites. I'm the model for the rest of humanity.
Indeed.
And they're sure he hasn't taken the venom out of their fangs, right? That these are really poisonous snakes that are biting him.
Yeah, well, look at the reaction just to his forearm.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it did swell up. And I wondered that, too. Are you really feeling great if you have massive swelling and pulsating in your arms?
Throbbing,
You're really feeling great?
He said that he, over the years, taught himself how to self-vaccinate safely. He says it's like a lock and key. You may not have the right key to the right lock. At first, very few succeed, but like random keys inserted into locks, they simply don't fit, but inevitably a few do. The more venom he injects, the more effective his antibodies become. Yeah. He also needs a legion of them in his bloodstream at all times, so he ordered a lot of snakes. And he said that when he went for this blood test, because there's this doctor who thinks he's the key to the future to developing a universal anti-venom, that they cloned in San Francisco all of his good antibodies to mamba, rattlesnake, everything. After that, he continued, is what would become the foundation for a universal anti-venom. And he's telling this story to this author in this restaurant, and the restaurant owner is standing there listening and goes, man, you're a hero. And Freed says, oh, no, no, no. I'm just an idiot who gets bitten by snakes.
They say that if he does do this, it would be a huge service.
Yes.
If they're able to develop this universal anti-venom, because the stuff costs like $60,000 a dose.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous what it costs.
They say that he turned his basement into a venom lab. He insulated the walls to keep tropical reptiles warm in Wisconsin's winters. Every few months, new species would arrive at the Milwaukee airport. When he would get home, he would listen to Tool open the crates with the screwdriver.
Uh-oh.
Cobras, mambas, taipans, he put them in big cages against the wall. Once he milked their venom, he could dehydrate it into a lifetime supply. Within a year of starting, he was letting snakes bite him to demonstrate his immunity, and over time, he could distinguish how much venom they'd injected simply by his body's reaction.
That part is the part I don't understand, is... because we're watching, when we see the video that you tweeted out, how is he controlling how much they inject him?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't get that either.
The way the article first starts out, it makes it seem like he's doing a controlled hypodermic injection
mm-hmm.
of this venom. Well, in the video, they're just showing him, he just grabs a snake and just sticks it on him.
Right.
I mean, that is so hard to watch. Just take a rattlesnake and just watch him just clamp down on his arm.
Right.
Isn't that awful? And how quickly they bite, how creepy
yeah.
it is. And if they bite twice, they'll go and bite twice.
Yeah, so fast.
They say he started posting videos on YouTube, and that made him more reckless. On November 29th, 2015, he filmed the Black Mamba and Taipan double bite. And he said it was one of the worst double bites he ever had. A week later, he repeated the experiment. Had a similar experience. He said, I couldn't walk. My body was on fire. Oh. I fell down many times. Well. Death was near. I learned a lot.
Death was near.
His ex-wife said that his obsession with snake bites ruined their marriage. Freed doesn't argue that point.
Yeah, didn't she say the snakes always came first?
Yeah. And well, he said, yeah, you know. She's right.
Problem for a lot of guys.
So now he's got this one doctor, this one scientist who believes that Freed is the solution, and he's gone all in. Within weeks of Glanville's first blood draw, Glanville is the doctor, Freed quit his $50,000 a year truck assembly job. He says, there are things I know on paper that are pretty sweet.
There are things I know on paper that are pretty sweet.
Vaccine-wise and money-wise. So he thinks he's going to be making millions, because that's what this doctor has told him. If we can come up with a universal anti-venom, both of us will make millions and we're going to split it 50-50. So that's what he does now.
Maybe.
For a living. How do you get to that point where you've become known as Venom Man and you just let snakes bite you constantly?
We need a documentary on this ASAP.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the clip that we saw, was that just from a news report, or were we watching a documentary?
part of it was from the YouTube video that he released, and then part of it was like a mini 5-minute mini documentary on him.
Yeah, he needs a full length thing done on him because I bet you if you dug around, do it quickly too. You dug around in his life, you're going to find a lot of wheels offedness.
Yeah.
Is there any amount of money that could get you guys to become someone like this who slowly tries to make themselves immune from snake bites?
I'm so freaked out by snakes. No way.
I just don't. The guy's going to die because he doesn't seem to be that. I don't think he's fully scientific. I mean,
no, I don't either.
The first time he does it, he goes in there and he was drunk, so I'm going to get a cobra to bite me.
I don't know if he's going to make it before they find this solution that they're looking for.
You guys have had a lot of interactions with snakes. Have you ever come close to being bitten?
Yeah. Yes, I have. Because I've walked up on snakes before and then realized they're like, you know, 4 or 5 feet away and had to use the weed eater on them or something.
Yeah, but they didn't strike out at you, did they?
No. No, but I easily could have. Like, I've walked by them and they didn't strike, but they were coiled.
Do you ever wonder how many times you walk by a snake and never know it?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It has to happen all the time.
Yeah.
I've never been close to being bitten. I've been very close to snakes and then seen them and then backed away really quickly, but they've never lashed out.
I've seen a lot of them at White Rock Lake after a big rain, for example. They'll come out and a lot of them are smushed on the road, but some of them are slithering across.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they would ever, you know, react to someone. Are they trying to get away from you or are they looking for a fight?
What?
They would prefer to get away.
Yeah, they always try to get away. Now, some snake breeds are more aggressive than others. I think rat snakes are kind of aggressive, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah.
Are those poisonous to people?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll take care of your rats, though.
Well, they will take care of your rats. But any snake bite, even if it's a non-venomous bite, will infect you.
Yeah.
Like they have lots of bacteria in their mouth. They don't brush their teeth.
Are they the creepiest creatures on earth?
Yes, by far. Still freaked out by them.
Everybody is.
Although I was proud of myself because yesterday as I mowed the lawn, I did not do it in my snake boots.
Good. You don't need them.
I did the old flip-flops and shorts method.
You don't need flip-flops either.
What's this, Fernando?
Bad acting?
Wow.
We have
Venom Man on the show coming up next.
All right.